Let's be real. French fries are the only good vegetable out there. But unfortunately, they're not a very healthy vegetable. Balance of Nature fruit and veggie capsules are the most convenient way to get your daily intake of fruits and vegetables. You know, like the kind of vegetables that actually count. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and vegetables into whole food supplements without sacrificing their natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules are fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best each and every day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WIRE to get 35% off your first fruits and veggie set and an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code WIRE.
You're about to listen to the audio-only version of my hit series, Debunked. That's right, there is video, and it is awesome video, but here's the thing, it's only viewable on the Daily Wire. So, if you enjoy this episode, you need to head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe, gain access to both seasons of Debunked, plus so much more, because again, the video is way better than the audio, and the audio is awesome. Use promo code Debunked for 20% off. Guess what important day is right around the corner? You don't want to be unprepared for it. Father's Day. Or as the left calls it, second parent of unspecified gender day. Make sure that you're ready this year with an awesome gift for your dad. Whether it's premium cigars, humidors, or cigar accessories, Famous Smoke Shop has your dad covered. If he's picky, they have gift cards too. With 83 years in the premium cigar business, Famous Smoke continues to offer the authentic cigar shop experience with decades of cigar knowledge and a huge selection of premium cigars. Famous Smoke Shop offers over 1,000 brands to choose from. You'll find incredible deals on everyday cigars and highly rated classics, including Monte Cristo, Acid, Oliva, and Fuente. Famous Smoke Shop was even named the best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. They sent Jeremy some cigars. He is enjoying them right now in his God King cave. Here's an exclusive offer for everyone listening right now. To save $20 off your purchase of $100 or more, go to famous-smoke.com. That's famous-smoke.com. Use code Ben at checkout to save $20 off your purchase of $100 or more direct from their humidor to yours. Great cigar deals only at famous-smoke.com. Remember, use promo code Ben. You need to make sure that you are fully stocked this summer with the thing that makes all things taste better. I'm talking, of course, about Tessa Mays. Everybody knows that no barbecue is complete without Tessa Mays. Tessa Mays' amazing selection of dressings, dipping sauces, they make everything better, from pizza to salad. Tessa Mays is an American-made company started by three brothers with a dream to share their mom's recipes with the world. Tessa Mays puts flavor and quality above all else. Because of that, they quickly became the number one organic dressing brand in the country. All of their products are manufactured here in the United States. They have a wide variety of kosher products, like their avocado ranch and lemon and garlic dressing and marinade, which means Tessa Mays has become a staple in the Shapiro household. They also just released a brand new vegan ranch that you just have to try. Kids, parents, grandparents can all agree on one thing. Tessa Mays, it makes everything better, even eating healthy. I'm not a salad person. Tessa Mays makes salad taste good, which is nearly impossible. These guys are the embodiment of the American dream. They're bringing manufacturing back to the United States. Their products are amazing. Go to TessaMays.com. Use promo code Ben for 15% off all of their amazing products. That's TessaMays.com. Promo code Ben. You've heard that critical race theory is just teaching history.
Critical race theory is a way of thinking and teaching about America's past and present.
If history is taught by the winners, nobody in America is winning more than white people.
Republicans are trying to ban this, are trying to ban us from knowing our own history.
Or that it's just a theory with no actual practical component.
Critical race theory as an academic theory is taught in law schools.
Critical race theory is not being taught in schools.
Hysteria over the coded boogeyman of critical race theory, which is not currently taught in any Virginia public school.
None of that is true. Critical race theory is a framework for thinking about the world with a clear component of praxis, meaning practice. And that praxis component means that the ideas of critical race theory are to be leveraged into every area of American life, and in particular, education.
Our students are learning about these concepts. We hear about critical race theory in our schools. Well, here it is right in front of you.
Critical race theory is an outgrowth from the 1960s argument made by racial radicals that America's institutions were irrevocably shot through with racism, unfixable and worthy of destruction.
We were founded not as a democracy, but as a slaveocracy, a country run and ruled by slave owners.
Malcolm X famously echoed this sentiment in his writings.
We realized that we were black people in a white society, a racist society, whose very political system was based and nourished upon racism.
In the 1960s, such arguments were understandable if wrong. After all, many of our American institutions had been designed with discrimination in mind. Jim Crow laws, for example, prevented black people from using the same public facilities as white people. From segregated water fountains to separate schools to the illegality of interracial marriage, there was in fact a different standard applied to black Americans in the not-too-distant past. Even voting rights for black Americans were different than for white Americans during this time. The need for change was real, and the work of men like Martin Luther King Jr. was necessary. Who could possibly disagree with the fundamental civil rights he desired for all Americans? He wrote, quote, "I have the audacity to believe that people everywhere can have three meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits." Here is precisely the point where we can see the sleight of hand used in critical race theory. Like a skilled magician, the left hand draws all of your attention and focus onto the evils of America's past, so that the other hand can then begin the dirty work of convincing you that white superiority must therefore be an essential American ideal, when in fact it is not. The key American ideals, ideals laid forth in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, were not only not rooted in racism, they were ringing rejections of it.
"We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights."
The argument against American institutions, however, quickly merged with the argument that any institution resulting in disparate outcome had to itself be racist. This was ridiculous on its face, but it was the central component of what would become critical race theory.
"You don't have to have racial language in an idea or even in a policy for it to be racist. Is it creating inequity? That's the true measure of whether something is racist.
The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. You cannot win an Emmy for roles that are simply not there."
Professors Richard Delgado and Gene Stefanchik set out the basic principles of CRT in their book, Critical Race Theory, An Introduction. The two most basic principles were, one, racism is ordinary, not aberrational, and two, our system of white over color ascendancy serves important purposes, both psychic and material. Critical race theory pioneer Derek Bell took the arguments of CRT to their logical conclusion. He wrote, quote, "The whole liberal worldview of private rights and public sovereignty mediated by the rule of law needed to be exploded. A worldview premised upon the public and private spheres is an attractive image that masks the reality of economic and political power." Ironically, critical race theory, which claims that pretty much all systems of power in the United States are about power, is really about power. Critical race theory is attractive to people because it allows them to wreck systems that they want wrecked, not because it's true.
"In a nation, in a race-based society, it is what you own and control that determines your equal opportunities and your rights and privileges. It's had an darn thing to do with civil rights. That's a waste of time."
According to Bell, even purportedly good outcomes may be evidence of white supremacy implicit within the system. White people are so invested in the system that if they have to do something purportedly racially tolerant to uphold it, they will. But in the end, it's all about upholding white power. In fact, Bell went so far as to argue that Brown versus Board of Education was an attempt by the white patriarchy to reinforce racism for its own purposes. In this view, the system is damned if it does and damned if it doesn't. Every time it does something purportedly anti-racist, it upholds itself and thus upholds racism. The only solution is to tear everything down. This is why the Smithsonian Institute, in the middle of the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests and riots, put out an online exhibit condemning whiteness. The exhibit, titled Aspects and Assumption of Whiteness and White Culture in the United States, explained that Americans had internalized aspects of white culture. What were these terribly white cultural barriers posing challenges to non-whites? According to the exhibit, rugged individualism was a white concept rooted in nasty ideas like independence and autonomy. Other irrevocably white ideas included an emphasis on scientific method, complete with cause and effect relationships, a focus on history, including the primacy of Western, Greek, Roman, and Judeo-Christian tradition, monotheism, following rigid time schedules, justice rooted in English common law and intent and private property, family structure with the nuclear family condemned as an aspect of whiteness, and of course, being polite. CRT isn't just another theory. It's a call to action. Delgado and Stefanchik openly stated in 2011 that they were happy that CRT had infused the education system. Quote, "Seeing critical race theory take off in education has been a source of great satisfaction for the two of us. critical race theory is in some ways livelier in education right now than it is in law, where it is a mature movement that is settled down by comparison. CRT thinkers argue that in order to be anti-racist, one must target racist institutions, which can be defined as any institution with a racially disparate result. Robin DiAngelo, professor at the University of Washington, summarizes, quote, "If we truly believe that all humans are equal, then disparity in condition can only be the result of systemic discrimination. The substitution of the word equity for equality is a semantic game, a trick to avoid the obvious. Equality of rights does not mean equality of outcome. But equity suggests that any disparity is evidence of discrimination. And equity has now infused the Biden administration.
We face deep racial inequities in America and systemic racism that has plagued our nation for far, far too long."
On the day of his inauguration, Biden signed an executive order on advancing racial equity, decrying the unbearable human cost of systemic racism and saying that it was the policy of the administration that the federal government should pursue a comprehensive approach to advancing equity for all. This would require a systemic approach to embedding fairness in decision-making processes. The cruel irony behind any systemic approach to achieving perfect equity is that the would-be beneficiaries actually become those who are most disempowered. CRT is not a vague, non-threatening idea. It isn't just teaching history. It's a view of America that is thoroughly perverse. America's ideals were not rooted in racism. Precisely the opposite. America's founding ideals were universal, as Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, and Martin Luther King Jr. pointed out. Critical race theory suggests those ideals were perverse from the first and have remained so ever since. Frederick Douglass would have been absolutely astonished to find out that things like hard work are suddenly a white attribute. Critical race theory is a lie, and it's an extraordinarily damaging lie that has now infested pretty much every area of American life. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Debunked. If you become a member today, you can stay up to speed on new episodes and view the entire first season available right now. And again, this show is way better visually than it is even on audio. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use promo code Debunked for 20% off.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.